Story Corps is an oral history project based on the idea that the stories of everyday people are the most important and interesting of all. Here, Janine Buford Ernie of West Memphis, Arkansas, interviews her mother, Huguette Buford, who was a child in France during World War II, about playing with her brother and a teacup that she found.
And you also have two younger brothers, and they are?
They're Jean-Claude and Yvonne. And Jean-Claude was 5 years younger than I am. He is 5 years. And I was his godmother. And he was my possession. And I felt like he was a doll, or he really belonged to me. When the bomb would be coming down, I would get on top of his little crib and I cover my body with his, thinking, well, maybe if one of us going to get hurt, both of us would, or maybe I could protect him in some form of way.
And the youngest brother?
Yvonne.
And tell us about the time you served him tea.
Okay. For Christmas, the war was still going on, and somehow it was some little teacup was found in the attic. I don't know, but it was some little teacup, and I was pretending to have a tea party with my rag doll that my grandmother made out of old stocking, because even toys, money couldn't buy anything during that time. So I was having a tea party, and nobody would actually, just boys, they don't want to pretend like they're going to drink tea if there's nothing in a cup. So it was right after the harvest, and a new wine was coming in, and somehow I got hold of some new wine that was brought in. We had a restaurant, and when you don't know new wine, it's so sweet. It's like apple cider, but it's delicious, but it's loaded with alcohol. So the only way I could get my little brother to pretend like he was going to drink, play with me, I pour some of that wine, new wine, in his cup, and he would pretend to drink with me. So it was late in the afternoon, and all in once, he just went to sleep. He lay on the bench and went to sleep. So I went to get my grandmother real quick, because my mother was busy at the restaurant, and my grandmother was the person in charge, my mama's mom. So I went to get my grandmother, and I said, oh, something is wrong with Yvonne, I don't know. She looked at him, and she said, oh, he was still hot, he was in a fall. She said, I believe he had a stone stroke. We won't call the doctor. So we brought the doctor in, laid him on the table, tested his reflex, tested everything. The doctor said, really, he had a bad sunstroke, something terribly wrong with him. His knee would hit him with a rubber hammer, his leg would move. And he bent down and he smelled. He said, told my mom, see, that child is dead drunk. So nevertheless, I got a good spanking. And no more teacup.
One of many, I'm sure.
Huguette Buford and Janine Ernie at a Story Corps booth in Memphis, Tennessee, produced locally by Candace Ledlow at the WKNO stations. To see photos or to learn more, please visit WKNOFM.org.